Today's shir of Mishnah Brura Yomi is being learned right now in the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah, and how appropriate to be learning about in Yonei Dalad Minim on this last day of Sukkot, moving into Simchas Torah, and it's a very powerful night for learning Torah. We're here in the sukkah with Saba, Baruch Hashem, we're all together again after a little bidud, quarantine situation. It hasn't slowed down that much the yomi, but it has slowed down the togetherness of our doing yomi together. Mit Hashem, next week we should be able to start again and be yomi live from the Yushalayim Hills of Mevaseret. Probably not on Yom Rishon, because that's going to be your Yom Tov Sheni. But then sometime next week, when we come back to Yeshiva, live from Yushalayim Hills of Mevaseret. And we are up to now Simin Tov Reish Memtes, and we're up to Sif Dalid. We're continuing on with the halachos of different psulim, different invalidations of the Dalad Minim, and we talked about the puzzle lulavim of Asherah trees and of Irani Dachas. And before we begin this sif, we're going to elaborate a little more on taking and using the Dalad Minim from Avodah Zarah. And as an introduction, it should be understood that the Isser against deriving any benefit from Avodah Zarah, from idolatry, it, we'll see, it goes beyond the actual worship item. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, Kuf Lamed Tes Aleph, actually enumerates four categories of Avodah Zarah items, Avodah Zarah Dika items, idolatrous items, that are asur bahana, that are forbidden in benefit. These include the Avodah Zarah, which is the idol itself, the entity of Avodah Zarah itself. Then there is Takroves, or Tikroves Avodah Zarah, which are items offered as a sacrifice, some type of korban to the Avodah Zarah, or something directly used in its avoda, in the avoda of the worship of the Avodah Zarah. That's Tikroves Avodah Zarah. Then there is the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, which are objects that are used to enable and facilitate worship of the Avodah Zarah, such as the bowls or platters upon which the karbanos for the Avodah Zarah are placed to present them to the Avodah Zarah. And then there is the Noi Avodah Zarah, which are articles, items placed on or around the Avodah Zarah to adorn it, like a Noi, Noi Avodah Zarah. Now, those are the four categories. So once again, there is the actual Avodah Zarah, this Tikroves Avodah Zarah, this Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, and the Noi Avodah Zarah. However, an item merely donated to the service of the idol, to the service of the Avodah Zarah, but which has not been used for one of these four categories, will remain benefited for use, and it is permitted bahana, it is mutter bahana. The fact that it is the property of the Avodah Zarah does not render it usur, and usur bahana. In fact, this is discussed at length in the Seches Avodah Zarah, Gemara Memdalid Amud Beis. Now we're going to see that the trees discussed in this sif were not planted for the purpose of adorning the and being a noi for the temple, the Avodah Zarah temple grounds, but rather of providing the idolatrous kohanim, the idolatrous priests, with their income for the sale of their produce. Therefore, they are the property of the Avodah Zarah, but they are not going to be included in one of the four categories that we said were Asur Ba'anah. And therefore, accordingly, they're going to be permitted in benefit, they'll be Mutar Ba'anah, and therefore they'll be able to be used for the mitzvah of the Dalid Minim as well. So here we go. Ginois Hatzeirim Shel Akum. Regarding gardens of the Tzeirim, okay, which we'll see what this means. So regarding the gardens of the Tzeirim Shel Akum, of the Avodah Zarah, as well as what? As well as Bechayite Bahem Mibate Shama Sheyem. And, okay, the gardens of other such buildings of the attendants of the Avodah Zarah, of the Shamashim, the Shamish. Like we have a Shamish in our shuls, so they would have a Shamish in their buildings of the Avodah Zarah, in their temples. So he's saying here, regarding the gardens of the Tzeirim, what is the Tzeirim? Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chav Hei, Hu Inyan Mimishar Se Avodas Kochavim. This too is a what? Is a type of, okay, the idols' attendants. These are the gardens, again, of the Tzeirim. These Tzeirim were the Shamashim, the attendants of the Avodah Zarah. And that's why he says, V'chayotze bahem mibate shamashayim, and other such buildings of the idol's attendants. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, those such, okay, gardens, mutar litol misham lulav, it will be permitted to take from them the lulav, o shar minim lemitzvah, a lulav, or any of the other species from there. Okay, hine, now, lefi hamivoar biyaredeya simen kuf mem gimel sif gimel uveshach vaateres zekenim sham. Now, based on what is explained in Yaredeya, kuf mem gimel gimel, and the shach, and the ateres zekenim there, ein mutter litol mehem ki im keshehu bechinam below b'sachar. It is only permitted to take, it's only permitted to go ahead and take the Dalad Minim from them for free, without the lo b'schar, without payment. Afilu im amos notlim hakohanim la'atzman velo la'avodas kochavim. Even when the kohanim, the priests of the Avodah Zarah, take the money for themselves and not for the idol. Now, the Shulchan Aruch there in Yaredeya, just to elaborate, discusses obtaining produce from a garden belonging to an idol, to Avodah Zarah, or using a bathhouse, a merchatz, belonging to an idol. The halacha is, or the halacha there, as understood in the Shulchan Aruch there, by the Ateres Zahav, brought down in the Shach there, Sif Katan Hey, is that when one is that one may get Hana'ah from these facilities for free, but when they not pay for these benefits, if the proceeds go to the idolatrous priests, the idolatrous, the Kohanim of the Avodah Zarah. The reason that these facilities or their produce are permitted in benefit is because they are merely, as we said, owned by the idol. They are not actually worshipped, they're not served, nor do they serve as noi, as an adornment for the idol. The garden was planted merely for the purpose of providing the Kohanim of the Avodah Zarah income, not to beautify the temple, the Avodah Zarah grounds per se. Nonetheless, it is usher, as we said, to pay for these items when the money goes to the Kohanim of the Avodah Zarah. This is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. This is due to concern that the priests who receive the payment can use that money or may use that money. They might end up using that money in the service of the Avodah Zarah. That's one approach there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is troubled here by the Shulchan Aruch's unequivocal psak here, that one may use species that grew in the garden of an idolatrous temple, a Batei Avodah Zarah, without qualifying that they may only be taken for free. This is unlike the Shulchan Aruch's psak in Yoredeya, where he permits this only if the object is gotten for free. So that's why he says, he's right now, one more time. Let's read it again. Hinei lefi amavor b'yoredeya simen kuf mem gimel sif gimel uveshach mataris dekenim sham ein mutter li tol mehen. That's what he says in the Farish. It is only permitted to take the species from them for free. Ein mutter li tol mehen ki im keshehu b'chinam v'lo b'shachar. Afilu im hamos notin ha-kohanim la'atzim v'lo b'shachavim. Even when the Kohanim of the Avodah Zarah take the money for themselves and not for the Avodah Zarah because of the concern that they'll use it for Avodah Zarah. The Efshar, now he explains. The Efshar, however, the Efshar, Shemetchila Nadvu Agina L'Shem Avodah Zarah, Va'aperos Yushaychin L'Masham Sheha. So he explains maybe the reason why he doesn't spell it out here, he doesn't make that distinction here, is perhaps that over there refers to a case where the gardens were initially dedicated to the Avodah Zarah, while the fruits would be for the attendant, for the shamashim, for the shamish. Lahachi also le'anos b'mshashah. And that is why one may not benefit the, right, lahanos, benefit the attendants, the shamashim. Hacha v'hacha ma'iri sha'gina lo nadvu me'olam l'shem Avodah Zarah. Here, however, the Shulchan Aruch refers to a case where the garden was never dedicated to the Avodah Zarah. So what the Mishnah Berurah is doing is, he's answering the Stira in the Shulchan Aruch by explaining that the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya speaks specifically of a case where the garden was originally consecrated as a donation to the Avodah Zarah with intent that the priests should sell its produce and benefit from the proceeds. An item consecrated for the idol is more problematic, he's saying, and one may not pay for the benefits. In our sif, he says, however, he's saying that the Shulchan Aruch refers to a garden which was never made sacrosanct as the idol's property. It is the property of the Kohanim from the start, or was dedicated by the Goyim to the idolatrous priests, the Kohanim of the Avodah Zarah, to provide them with a source of livelihood. Be'er Lacha discusses this more, and he brings up both of these scenarios. So in these circumstances, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that one may buy and actually buy the produce from the garden's produce from the buildings of the Mishamshim, the attendants of the Avodah Zarah. And we continue on in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Uladas Ramah Sham Bahaga. However, according to the Ramah in his comment there in Yoredeya, Bechol Gavne Yesh Lahakel Imagina Eino Imedes Bechatzer Avodah Zarah Vamos Magia Rak Lakohanim Belola Torchay Avodah Zarah Yein Sham. He points out that the Ramah there, he comments that one can be makel as long as the garden, this garden of the Mishamshim of the Avodah Zarah, is not located in the actual courtyard of the Avodah Zarah, and the money goes only to the Kohanim and not towards the needs of the idol worship. See there where the Ramah, okay, says that the entire Isser on purchasing from the gardens of an idol only applies to a tree or a garden that is directly in front of the Avodah Zarah. However, a tree or garden that is on the property of the idol, but not directly in front of it, is not included in this Isser. And therefore, according to the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch's psak here, that one may take the species from these trees or gardens, even when money is being paid, would apply even where the trees or garden, the property of the idol, rather than of the priests, provided that it is not directly in front of the idol. So that's a very important distinction as well. We continue on. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka and Chav Zayin. So what did the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch said that these gardens of the Tzeirim, of the Avodah Zarah, and the gardens of other such buildings of the idols, Shamashim, attendants. So he said one may take a lulav or any of the other dalaminim from there for the mitzvah. Le mitzvah. Sivka and Chav Zayin, le mitzvah. Mikol makom im yesh acherim, afal pi she'enem yafin gazu, Yikach Acherim, this is the Sefer Chassidim, Vayim Bever Alach. He says, nevertheless, even though you can use them for the mitzvah, if there are others, even if they are not as beautiful as these, he should take the others. He says, check out the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha there points to this Sefer Chassidim brought down in the Magen Avram that it is best to use others if possible. The Prima Gadim states that this does not apply if the trees are planted outside the temple, the Avodah Zarah temple courtyard, and one should only rely upon this kula in a situation, the Be'er Halacha says, where in addition to being planted outside, the items were not dedicated for the Avodah Zarah, but were simply donated to the Kohanim of the idol, the idol's Kohanim. We continue on in the Ramah in Sif Dalet, and he says, Afilu ha'ila natua lifnei avodas kochavim kol zman she'ein ovdin ha'ilan. He says, one can use the tree's produce for the mitzvah even when the tree is planted in front of the Avodah Zarah, as long as they do not worship the tree. Mishnah Berurah, Sivka and Chavches spells this out, what he's talking about. Kol zman she'ein ovdin ha'ilan. He says, "Aval mishe'eschilu la'avdo," but once they begin to worship it, he says, "Osan alulavin va'peros shem ninso az ala ilan asurin lechatchila legavoa." He says, even though Rama says that you can use the tree's produce for the mitzvah, the dalminim, even when the tree is planted in front of the avodah zarah, as long as they do not worship the tree as avodah zarah, he says, that's up until they actually begin to worship it. But if they worship it, then whatever lulavim, he says, osana lulavim va'peiro shenimtsu az al ilan, asirun l'chadchila gavoa. Whatever lulavim and fruit were then present on the tree, are l'chadchila asir for the service of Hashem. Why? Demayis, because it's repugnant. And therefore, agidulin sheyasu acharkach asirun af lahedyo. And whatever grows afterwards is asir even for ordinary use, as explained there in Yeridaya Simen Kuf Mem Hei Sif Aleph. Kibavur B'Yeridaya Simen Kuf Mem Hei Sif Aleph. The Yesh Omrim, and there are those that say, Shem Katzatz Ha'akum Acharkach, V'nasan LiYisrael Shari Mitam Bittul, V'af LeGavoa, and even for Gavoa Shari. Some say that if the non-Jew afterward detached the Dalad Minim, and right, or the produce that grew after the tree was worshipped, which is Asr B'Hana'ah, and he gave it to a Jew, V'nasan LiYisrael, Shari Mitam Bittul. It is permitted due to Bittul. Right? As we know, a non-Jew who is Mevatel, nullifies an Avodah Zarah, removes its idolatrous status, making it Mutter B'Hana'ah. The Mishnah Berurah here is quoting the Taz's opinion that the very act of cutting a branch from an idolatrous tree itself is an act of bittul. And therefore, a species, a dalad minim, that's detached from such a tree is no longer asur for hana and can be used for the mitzvah. And therefore, according to this view, the branches of or fruit that grow after the tree has been worshipped will only be disqualified for the mitzvah when detached from the tree by a Jew. By a Jew. And that's why he says, if it was Nasan Yisrael, Shari Mitam Bittel, the Afle Gavoa, Shari. And it is even going to be able to be used for the mitzvah. The Lo Mikri Mois, not considered Mois. Mishum Shinishtana Shini Gadol. Because it has undergone a substantial change from the state that it was in when it was served, when it was worshipped. Because at the time it was worshipped, the Esrig and the Lulav were not there, and they grew afterward. And what he's pointing out is here is that generally, being Mevatel and Avodah Zarah only removes the Isser against ordinary use, while it continues to be considered most repugnant for mitzvah use. This we saw already in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. However, a fruit or the like that was not on the tree at the time that it was worshipped, but grew afterwards, is not considered most repugnant after the bittel, after it is nullified. This is because practically it is very far removed from the initial, or from the avodah zara, from the idol worship, from the worshipping of the avodah zara, as it was not even present at the time of the worship. Therefore, it is permitted for use in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for mitzvahs and the like, even l'chatchila, once it loses this status of Avodah Zarah through bittel. Now, bittel of a fruit or a lulav by way of detachment from the tree is a principle that is mentioned by several poskim. And this extended notion, however, that something that grew only after the tree was worshipped, that it can be used for the mitzvah, even l'chatchila, once there's been a bittel, is a unique position, as we said here, of the Taz, and it is not mentioned by other poskim, and this is all brought down in the Shar HaTzion, Ayin Shom, the Shar HaTzion, Chaf Hei, the Prima Gadim, explaining the position of the Taz. And with that, okay, we conclude this complex sif. And not an easy sif, and we have just concluded it.